This is the story of Arkansas cities and towns. I'm Rich Carville. Bullfrog Valley is an unincorporated community in Pope County, located on Arkansas Highway 164 near the Johnson County line. In the Ozarks, settlers named towns after themselves, or, as in the case of Bullfrog Valley, after people. In this case, Chief Bullfrog, a Cherokee, lived and died there. Chief Bullfrog was one of the first outsiders to settle in Bullfrog Valley. Chief Bullfrog arrived around 1820 with the first exodus of Cherokee from the eastern and southern states. Chief Bullfrog likely farmed, as did most Cherokees, but farming was a relatively new endeavor in Bullfrog Valley's hilly area. Arkansas was entire wilderness then, seen by its white American overseers as far enough away from a civilization to send Native American tribes into exile there. But not much has changed. This is still a wilderness, and farming is still the major occupation for the few full-time residents in Bullfrog Valley. On the main highway, the last sign of civilization in Bullfrog Valley is Owens Cemetery. After that, the valley feels like the end of the earth because the one paved road dead ends at Long Pool. Booger Hollow Trading Post was a tourist attraction in Pope County established in 1961. A sign near the attraction's entrance read, Population 7, counting one coon dog. Trading Post offered hillbilly and other local novelties for tourists, as well as local goods such as lye soap, honey, and sorghum. The Booger Hollow Chuckwagon Cafe had standard fare with colorful menu names such as the Booger Burger and the Booger Dog. The attraction actually was about 12 miles from the community of Booger Hollow, and was located on a hilltop, not in a holler. The name of the holler is derived from a belief in the 1800s that the area where the road through the holler ran between two cemeteries was haunted. A popular photo prop at Booger Hollow was a two-story outhouse. The lower level was functional, but the upper level had a sign which said, "Closed till we get the plumbing figured out." The name Booger comes from the old Welsh word BWG, which meant to scare. The word evolved into boo, bogus, and booger, all indicating something frightening or unknown. The name stuck, and the town has since been known as Booger Hollow. The owner of the Booger Hollow Trading Post sold it in 2004, but the new owners never reopened that attraction. This has been the story of Arkansas cities and towns. I'm Rich Carville. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the public media service of Arkansas State University.